Hi, this is Father Louis Skirty with Friends of the Word here at Crystal Ray Brooklyn with Amaya, right?
Amaya. Yes.
And Johan and Mr. Henson, who is the president of Crystal Ray. We spoke about to him before. And this section is going to be about the gala, the fundraiser that's coming up to support Crystal Ray. Only because they were in my car, and I just did them the other day. I was at the Filipino Consulate, and I'm the chaplain of Eagle Eye Charities, and they wanted a Lenten meditation painted. So I did a few paintings of the seven dolors of mystery when Simeon in the temple predicted Mary would have seven dolors break her heart. This is one that combines the burial of Christ, the death of Christ, and Christ being placed into the hands of Mary. And I want them to be used as a fundraiser at the gala. Tell me who, what, when, where, why about the gala.
First of all, thank you very much. I'm sure those will be the top auction items that go out at our gala.
So they'll probably say, who did that? Didn't he know what to do? They're expressionistic, so they don't look real. But kind of.
So on May 15th,
good.
We are celebrating our 15th anniversary. So this first year of the school, 2008-2009. And it's at the Pierre Hotel in Manhattan.
Not too shabby. Excellent.
It's going to cost us a little bit, but it'll be worth it.
Yes.
It's a special celebration. And at the gala, we will be honoring three individuals and organizations who have truly been special to Crystal Ray, Crystal Ray broadly, and Crystal Ray Brooklyn specifically. The organization that we're going to be celebrating is American Express. I talked in a previous segment about our work-study program. American Express has been with us for at least a dozen years as a corporate work study sponsor or partner.
Glad I used their card. Excellent.
They are our largest work study partner. We have 16 students who work there, so they have more than three full-time equivalents. And they have also done a number of other things, made generous contributions every year. For example, before the school year begins, we have what we call a supervisor orientation. So for all the program managers and supervisors who are going to be working with Johan, Amaya, and their fellow students during the year, and managing them, supervising them on a day-to-day basis. So we want to give them orientation. American Express has not only underwritten that, but hosted it at their office of the World Financial Center. So it's a tremendous, long-standing partnership. And we just thought it was totally appropriate and probably beyond time to honor them. Secondly, we're very, very, very honored to be able to recognize Bishop Brennan, who in the last year or so was appointed the Bishop of the Diocese of Brooklyn and Queens. He's a big supporter of Crystal Ray. He came to Brooklyn Diocese from Columbus, Ohio, where he was actually on the board of the Crystal Ray School in Columbus.
Good.
So there's that strong alignment.
Yes.
And then finally, a woman who, by the name of Carrie Davey, who, again, she, her family, right, has been very supportive of Crystal Ray Brooklyn. She was on our board for several years. She's in a senior position at Merrill Lynch, and she's actually going to be returning to our board of directors. So she's very, very committed.
Excellent.
To Crystal Ray Brooklyn, Catholic education in general. So it's going to be a fun night. We're really looking forward to it. Like I said, it'll be special because it's our 15th anniversary. Mm-hmm. And
how could the audience get tickets or find out more information?
So they can certainly go to our website, crystalraybrooklyn.org. And if they're in the New York area or if they want to have a fun trip, they can come. Pierre is a wonderful, wonderful venue.
Yes.
If not, they can donate auction items. They can just sponsor a table. We've had supporters in the past do, where they couldn't make it because of distance or logistical reasons, that love the cause, I'm going to buy a table.
Right.
And then have some of your students,
sure,
some of your younger faculty and staff go. So there are a number of ways. Even if they can't make it, they can bid on. We'll have a silent auction.
I just presume that you guys are having an auction here. It's, it's Catholic fundraising,
right,
so
exactly.
I'm raised up on that.
Yeah.
So I'm glad
So we'll have a number of items, experiences, etc., for folks to bid on. And if it's anything like our 10th anniversary, it'll be a night to remember.
Excellent. Will it be entertainment?
We'll have a few students showing off their talents.
Excellent.
And probably one or two featured guest speakers beyond the honorees this time. So
that's great. And the date?
May 15th.
And the price per ticket?
It depends. You can get individual tickets.
Okay.
You can get VIP tickets. You can get package. You can get sponsorship, which entitles you to.
And you know how to do all that.
Right. So it runs the gamut.
And the date?
Again, May 15th.
May 15th. Book it.
6 p.m. cocktail hour.
Excellent. Excellent.
So thank you for the opportunity
to
share. Oh,
yeah. This is. Will you be attending?
Do you know? Hopefully, if I get invited. Yes.
Okay. Kind of invite her, so after all. What's your reaction to it?
My reaction to the gala?
To the gala, yeah.
Well, I have been to a gala before. I think I've been to two galas previously.
And you're only a senior.
Yes, I am a senior. I've been to two galas. I believe I started, my sophomore year. Sophomore and junior year, I've been to both galas. There are amazing speakers there. The things that are being donated, they're like legendary things that you can even talk about. And the guest speakers, one thing I have to say, those guest speakers, they, like, you can really hear the connection in which, like, you see the support that CRB gives or Christopher Brooklyn gives. They see it and they kind of trans, like, in a way that relates to, like, different partners and people that are going to be there that probably, like, are aware of what's happening at Christopher Brooklyn, but just to, like, give, like, additional information on it.
Right.
So it's really great.
That's beautiful. Have you been to?
No, if I get invited this year, this will be my first time.
All right. Okay. Now, that's manipulation par excellence. You're learning good stuff. You're learning good tools. If I get invited, what do you think about this as your president just explained?
I love what they're doing, just bringing people together. I think that's what's important here. You know, we've built a sense of community, so I think the gala is a good way for the adults and then potentially some of the students to connect with each other. And then for the seniors, some of them are being sent off to college, so it'll be a great way for, to send the seniors off to college.
Excellent. Now, just practical information. How far from the school do you live?
I live in Manhattan.
So how do you get here?
I take the train. It's about maybe an hour and some change. So every morning I wake up at about 5:30 a.m. just to get to school here.
God bless you. And you, where do you live?
I live here in Brooklyn, so it's probably like 30 minutes to get here. Yes.
That's great. And that's typical.
Yellow Boroughs, probably comes from a greater distance than most students. But we're not a neighborhood school.
We have a number of
young people, obviously, who come here from the neighborhood, East Flatbush, et cetera. But we get students from, I think, all five boroughs. We actually have one young man, Johan's closest friends, who comes all the way from Bridgeport, Connecticut. So he gets up at, what'd you say?
I get up at 5:30.
He's at 4:30?
4:30, an hour before me.
Get here by between 7:30 and 8.
I'm a sleeper. That would never work in my life. I say I wake up early for two reasons. One, when they were in the grammar school, my niece and nephews, because in grammar school, they all have all these little things at 8 o'clock or 10 o'clock in the morning, I showed up. And Jesus, that's the only other, and I'll say Mass anytime I need to say Mass. They're the only two reasons I wake up early. So God bless you. What energy you have. Any siblings in your school?
One of my my one sister, she's attending Cornell University right now. She also went to Christopher in New York.
Excellent. Siblings?
No, the only child.
Oh, wow. Princess of the family.
Yes.
That's great.
But she's not even spoiled.
Definitely not. Not spoiled at all.
Humble, friendly.
These two students gave me a tour of the whole school and introduced me to a million people, not a million, but a lot of people. And they're eloquent, as you can hear. They're professional for their age, superb, and welcoming. And I thank Mr. Hansen for your hospitality. This has been a wonderful
day. Well, thank you so much for coming out to visit us. And we do a lot here. But none of it would be achievable if we didn't have such great young people
Absolutely.
To work with when they came to us. So we're very grateful and indebted in that regard as well.
They're the jewels in your crown. Thank you very much for joining us. And all of the information for Crystal Ray is going to be on our byline and information about the gala. And anything else you want to know, contact me. FabulousSecurity@hotmail.com and let Rich say something else.
And if anyone is interested in learning more about the work-study program, go to our website, or you can contact me or the director of our work-study program, Alan Garcia, because we're always looking for new partners and sponsors for that fantastic program.
That's great. That's great.
Thank you so much.
And the Crystal Ray website says the history of going back. You're in California, too, right?
We have schools in L.A., San Fran, Oakland,
All over.
I mean, like I said, it's almost 40 schools coast to coast.
Great. Thank you for joining us, and keep in touch with Crystal Ray and Friends of the Word, and you'll hear more information. And think about the gala. It should be a nice evening. God bless you. This is Father Louis Skirted with Amida.
Yes.
And Johan.
Yes.
And Mr. Hansen. God bless you.
Grace of God.
Grace of God made you a board member.
Absolutely.
But